We did more 10 by 10 mining, 10 high, 10 wide, than most of the other sites. We got bigger than that, but not a lot. Most of our mining was done in 10 by 10, because you could get equipment down it, you could get personnel, you know, a lot easier, okay, instead of the small drifts. You'd come in, say, and they would be advancing either a drill and blast or with an Alpine miner, a mechanized continuous miner, and you'd advance your heading about 8 feet at a time. You'd mine about 8 foot of what they call a head of wire, the chain link fencing that we use to support the ground and rock bolts. That Alpine miner stuck out about 10 to 12 feet. So your operator on the miner was always protected. He was under protected ground at all times.
Okay.
So then he would back that Alpiner out. It was on tracks, electric motors, and he'd back it out. Then we would go in there with jack legs and miners and drill and install ground support rock bolts, and then put the wire mesh up, and that way you could safely mine back. It wasn't dangerous. You had to be careful, because you could get a ground fall or a slab or something on you. A slab being a piece of rock that would fall on you.
How far would you go in any given day?
On an average, when everything was going real good, we would average about completed tunnel about 6 to 7 feet per shift, okay, of completed tunnel. Some days you do more, some days less, but I think the average there was about 6 to 7 feet a day.
When you're going with the Alpine miner, then you have to back it out in order to...
You only back it out about 20 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
How fast is this thing?
Real slow.
Okay.
About like a real slow walk was going fast.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a crawler. It crawled on tracks, and you could ease it up. But a real slow walk. And you can crawl on your hands and knees about as fast as it could go wide open. About the same,
okay,
speed.
And this thing's, I mean, if you're running on three shifts, this thing is running semi-constantly then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd probably cut for an hour and a half, 2 hours, back it out, rock bolt, hang your utilities, which utilities would be your vent line to pull the dust out, air and water line. You need water line for fire and to drill in rock with a rock drill. You need water to suppress the dust, and we needed atomizers on the Alpine miner that sprayed, because this big head would create tremendous amount of dust because it just chewed the rock up, the volcanic tuff,
yeah,
and that's very high in silica, so we had to control the rock dust and the diesel smoke and all the pollutants that we had underground. We did it through ventilation systems. So
okay,
they would, whenever you got to the end of a 20-foot section of pipe, then you had to bring another one in and put it in place, and then they'd take a telescopic piece and shove down it. So when you advanced, you could pull this out as you go. And then once you got to the end of it, down, yep, come another pipe, and you put your telescope pipe back in, and then you keep advancing that way.
Okay.
That's for your ventilation.